Okay, we're bringing with a new parak here on Kuvav and Aleph. This is a parak about Shechitat Chutz and Alat Chutz. This parak begins, HaShochet, Ba'amaleh B'chutz, Chayav Al HaShechita, V'chayav Al HaAla. So when a person does a Shechita and then is Makriv, a Korban B'chutz, they're chayav on two actions here. They're considered to be Shnei Gufei Abeira, that's the Shechita, and the Hala. Yosef Lili Omer, Shechat Bifnim, Ve'ala B'chutz. If he did the Shechita Bifnim, like it was supposed to be done, then he did the Ala B'chutz, then he's chayav. Shechat B'chutz. On the other hand, if he did the Shechita outside, Ve'ala B'chutz, he's patur. Shola Ela Davar Pasul, because the Shechita outside was already posel. Shechita outside of the Mikdash, taking kodshim from inside the Mikdash and being shochet them outside, is already posel them. Therefore, when you're being maleit, it's no longer a korban anymore. You've ruined it when you did the shechita outside. So Amru lo. So they responded to him, afa shochet bifnim. Well, even the way you suggested before, if you do the shechita bifnim, so now it's a good korban. Umale b'chutz, kevin shotzio psalo. After they take it out of the Mikdash, they make it pasul. So what's the difference if they do the shechita outside, they start the whole thing out altogether outside, or versus when they do the shechita inside and then they take it out? Either way, you end up with a pasul karban that you're being makriv b'chutz. So now we're going to have another machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi, which are very similar in nature, and their arguments are similar, so it's brought over here. Tamei shachal, a tamei that consumed ben kodesh tamei, ben kodesh tor. So it has a tumat aguf, and now he's consuming either kodshim that are tamei, or kodshim that are tor, chayav, for consuming kodshim b'tumat aguf. Yosi Aglili omer, tamei shachal tor, chayav. Tamei that consumes tor, then he's chayav. B'tamei shachal tamei, patur. The other hand, if he's got tumat aguf and he's consuming kodshim that are tamei or tameim, patur. Shloachal, elo davar tamei. Because then he's eating a davar tamei, he's not eating kodshim anymore. Amulo, af tamei shachal et tahor. Even if he has tumat aguf and is eating kodshim that are tahor, kevin shenogobo. After he touches it, tamua. He makes it tamei. So by his touching it, he's going to make it tamei. What's the difference if it's tamei because someone else touched it, or is it tamei because he touched it? Or you could suggest, and Tosus points out over here, you could suggest that he didn't have to touch it. Why does the tamei with tumat aguf have to touch it? Someone else could put it into his mouth and he can eat it without ever touching it. So Tosu says, ein hochanami, but stama milto. Normal cases, a person picks up the food and puts it in their mouth. So that's what they're describing, a normal case over here. Tamua, b'taor shachal tamei patur. This is a separate, if a person was tahor, I mean, they do not have tumat aguf, they eat kodshim tameim, then they are patur. She'enu chayav, ela al tumat aguf. This we've done before, which is that the chil for consuming kodshim, the tumah, is when you or the individual themselves has the tumah. Tumat aguf is the isser, and that's where there's a chil karet. Consume kodshim that are tmeim. If you are tahor, that there is only an isser lab associated with it, and that's what it means over here. Tahor shechal tamei patur. She'enu chayav ela tumat aguf. Now Gemara says, it takes the first two statements of our Mishnah, which is a shochet and a maleh are chayav. So Gemara says, bishla mahala tiv onish v'ktiv azhara. We need, and this is what Rashi says, in order to be chayav a korban, and if you do it b'mezid, you'd be chayav karet, in order to be chayav a korban, she'in chatat ba el alav v'karet. You need a lav, you need an azhara, and you need an onish of karet to obligate one in a chatat if they did a bishogeg. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. Bishlama ela, being makriv the korban, we have an azhara, and we have an onish. Onish dichtiv. Pasuk by the onish says, this is the psukim that are found in Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin. So it says, here the beginning of the parsha talks about shechita b'chutz, and the latter half of the parsha talks about hela b'chutz. So in Vayikra Yud Zayin, it says, v'aleim tomar, ish m'beit yisrael min agar, asher gar b'tocham, asher ya'ale ola ozavach. And then it says in Pasuk Ted, ve'al petach o moed lo yivienu, which is the pasuk that they're quoting over here. It's not hevio, hevio is the other pasuk by shechita. So ve'al petach o moed lo yivienu. Then, lasot oto l'ashem, v'nichrat ha'ish ha'u me'amaf. So that's the onesh from male b'chutz. This is the onesh karet that associated with male b'chutz, because he didn't bring it to the petach o moed. Since he didn't bring it there, he's male it without bringing it to the petach o moed. If he has a punishment of karet. On the other hand, he has hara. Yitzhara comes from Devarim Yud Bet. Devarim Yud Bet discusses about bringing up your kodshim to the Migdash. Over there in Devarim Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Hishamar lecha, pentale olatecha b'chol makom asher tireh. Be careful. Don't bring your olot wherever you see, wherever you feel like bringing them. Ki im b'makom asher yibchar Hashem b'chal shvatecha, sham taleh alotecha v'sham taseh kol asher anochi mitzavecha. Don't do your korbanot wherever you feel like. Rather, bring them up to the makom asher yibchar. Bring them up to the mikdash. So that halo b'chutz, we have an azhara that's found in Devarim Yud Bet. Shisham lecha pen taleh alotecha. And we know the Gemara says here that hisham lecha pen taleh alotecha v'chi had Rabbi Abin am Rabbi Elazar. Kol makom shneimar hishamer pen bi'al eino ela lotase. So the hishamer here is a lotase. So that's the love that we're looking for. That's the azhara we're looking for. Azhara is a lotase. And we have the onish that's mentioned in Vayikra Yudzayin pasuk tet. So now for halah, we're totally fine. The problem is b'shchita. Ela b'shchita. When it comes to shchita, b'shlama onish dichtiv. The onish for shchita we found. And that's because the parsha in the beginning of Vayikra Perek Yudzayin is talking about shchita. And there it says, Vayedver Hashem al Moshe l'mor. Tabel aron v'el banav v'el kol b'nei yisrael v'amrat lehem. Ze davar sh'tzivah Hashem l'mor. Ish, ish, mibet yisrael asher yishchat, shor, o kesev, o eiz v'machane, o asher yishchat, michutz l'machane. Now here, Pasuk Dal, this is where it comes from. It says, ve'el petach omoed lo heviyo. He doesn't bring it to the yo omoed, rather he does the shchita outside, michutz l'machane. Kib karban Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem. Dam yechashev la'ishahu, dam shafach, v'nichrat ha'ishahu, mikerev amo. So here we have a punishment of karet for someone who doesn't bring it to the omoed, and here we're discussing shchita. So that tells us the onesh for shchita is an onesh of karet. On the other hand, we're missing the last piece of it, which is el azhara minalon. Where do we know the azhara for shchita b'chutz? And that's what we're going to spend the rest of the daf today, is looking for that elusive azhara for shchita b'chutz. Now, just as a note, Rashi said over here, a chatat only comes for a lav and a karet. Tosafot says that he doesn't think that's true. He says that he doesn't believe that you need necessarily an azhara in order to have a korban. Because he says that we have in Reish Elohim Alokin that the karban lo boi azhara. A korban does not require an azhara. So then he says, okay, then why is our Gemara over here looking for an azhara to figure out that you're chayav in the Mishnah? We're not talking about karet, we're talking about the chiyuv of a korban chatat. So why is our Gemara looking for an azhara? So he says, v'nira the farish, d'ha'a the boy hocha azhara minolon. Why is the Gemara asking azhara minolon? Ha'in mishum t'choshiv lei b'perak elohen alokin. That these are mentioned in the items that are enumerated in elohen alokin, ashochet v'amaleh b'chutz, are things that you get malkut for. So the Gemara is looking for the azhara here because of the malkut side of it, not because of the aspect of the korban. So he argues on Rashi and says that the korban would be chayav even without an azhara. You have a chiyuv karet over here, a chiyuv karet that's done b'shogeg, that ends up with a chiyuv chatat. The azhara, why is our Gemara looking for azhara? Is because we know that kol chayve kritot are looking, that they get malkot. Well, the only way you can have malkot for a chiyuv karet is if you have a lav or an azhara associated with it. And that's why the Gemara here is looking for an azhara. So you have azhara for the malkot part of it, not for the korban aspect of it. Whereas Rashi believes that you need the lav along with the karet to be mechayev you in the korban chatat. Tosus does bring some other places that sound a lot more like Rashi and favor him, and he tries to answer those up along the way. But there's a stark difference between them about whether you need a lav to be chayav a chatat or not. So now the Gemara says, all right, we're stuck. Where do we get the azhara from? So the first attempt of the Gemara to find the azhara is in the psukim in Vayikra Yudzayin. And it says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Velo yizbechu od. So that's a pasuk that's found, pasuk Zayin. Or it says, Velo yizbechu od et zivchehem lasi'irim, Hashem zonim achrem, chugat olam tialehem, zot lehem letorotam. So now you have Lo yizbichu. Yizbichu means zvicha is the shchita. Or the zivchem la sirim. So you can't do shchita to the sirim, means to the foreign gods, to others besides Hashem or outside of the mikdash. So here you have a azara against doing shchita. Gemara says that would have been nice. The only problem is that we need this pasuk for something else, and that is hami boileg of the Rabbi Elazar. We need that for the statement of Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar minayin lezoveach behema lemarkulus. How do I know that if you do zvichat behema yishach behema to markulus? How do we know that you're chayav in that instance? Tichtiv, because it says, "V'lo yizbichu od zivchehem." Don't be makriv od zivchehem las seirim. Well, the seirim sounds like that's the normal way to worship them. You go ahead and you worship them. Im enu inyan ledarka. This isn't the normal way of worshiping such an avodah zara, bringing a korban. We know that markulus is generally worshipped by throwing stones at the markulus. So not only is it not worshipped with a korban or the bringing of a behemah, but on top of that, it's normally done in avoda bizayon. It's worshipped in a derech bizayon. You throw stones at it. So we would have thought that if you just bring a korban and you're makrivit to the makalus, that you should not be chayav, because the makalus says, number one, that's not its avoda, and number two is that normally its avoda is derech bizayon. So how do I know that a derech kavod through a zvicha, which isn't its avoda, how do I know that I'm chayav for that? That's taught out of this pasuk. Even though the pasuk sounds to be speaking about kedarka, we already know kedarka dichtiv, because we have from Dvar Yud Bet echayavdu. Echayavdu is found in Dvar Yud Bet, which is yishamer lecha pentina keishach rehem v'achrei hishamdam mipanecha. Maybe you will be drawn after these nations that Hashem wipes out. Upen tidrosh l'Elohim lemor, and you'll go after their God, saying echayavdu agoyim eilet Elohim. How do these nations worship their gods? V'segen gamani, and I will do the same thing. So the Torah warns you, don't try to emulate their worship. Well, if you're emulating their worship, then you're worshiping it in a proper manner. So there is already the azhara to someone who's oveach levodazarak kedarka. So what do I do for lo yizbichuod et zivcheim? I'm going to say that's an azhara, the shochet beim alamarkulus, the zoveach beim alamarkulus, which is shalok kedarka. So Mar says, okay, I'm a rabba, no problem. We can create two labs in this pasuk. Kari bei v'lo yizbichu, v'kari bei v'lo od. The pasuk begins v'lo yizbichu od et zivcheihem. The word od is extraneous. So you could have said lo yizbichu et zivcheihem. So the way Rabbi reads it, it says, well, divide that up into two lav. It says v'lo yizbichu, that's one lav. V'lo od is the second lav. The od, the extraneous word od, will be joined with their lo, and now you have two lav in there. So I have one lav, which is an azara, the zaveach beima, the markulus, which is Shalok Kedarka, and the other one will be an Azhara for our Shchutei Chutz, and that'll solve our problem. When it says Akatami Bayile, it was the third thing that we need to learn out of this pasuk. Tanya Adkan Hu Medaber B'Kodshim Shik Disham B'Shat Iser Bamot V'Krivam B'Shat Iser Bamot. When I'm talking about the parsha of Perek Yud Zayin in Vayikra, which talks about Shchutei Chutz, the first four psukim that are speaking about Shchita B'Chutz, they are speaking about a specific case where the person was makdish the behema when you weren't permitted to bring bamot, you weren't permitted to bring korbanot outside of the mikdash, and he was makriv the korban at the time when you weren't allowed to bring korbanot. I mean, after the mikdash is built, person, or after the mishkan is built, person is makdish the behema and then brings the korban during that time of isur habamot. That's what the first four psukim are speaking about. Shaharei over there on Shan Amur, the Torah tells us what the onesh for somebody who does that is, which is which is what we quoted before. We just discussed this before, which is talking about shchita b'chutz. That's the onesh of karet for not doing shchita in the mikdash, but rather outside the mikdash. Azara dichtiv. Azara comes from hishamer lecha pentale olotecha. So shchita b'chutz, you have a chiyuv karet associated with it, and we're saying that mistama, it deals with the least of chidushim. The least chidush is a case where he's makdish b'shat yisur banot and makri b'shat yisur banot, and we have an azhara. What do you mean we have an azhara? That's what we've been searching for. We're searching for the azhara for shkita. Here the Gemara quotes the azhara of Allah. Allah b'chutz, not shkita b'chutz. The Gemara is relying on the conclusion of the Gemara. In the end, the Gemara brings, and we're going to see this later on, that there's a gzereshava hekesh between Allah and shkita, and that's how we know the azhara. So the Gemara is already applying that to the statement here of Isra Bamot, where you have the hekesh and the shkita being done, and the hekrava done during Isra Bamot. But now, Gemara says, Mikan ve'elech, from that pasuk onward, meaning that from pasuk hey onward in the Perek Yud Zayin, then, Bizvachim shik disham shat heter abamot, v'ikrivam b'shat Isra Bamot. We're talking about korbanot that were mukdash when the Bamot were allowed. But he's only doing the akrova when there's an Isra Bamot. Shin Amar, how do I know that's what it's speaking about? Because in pasuk hey it says, L'man asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael et zivcheihem, and then it says, Asher Heim Zovchim. What do you mean Asher Heim Zovchim? So that's what the Gemara plays. Man Asher Yaviu B'nei Yisrael Zivchim, Asher Heim Zovchim, Zvachim She'etarti Lecha Kevar. These are Zvachim that are already permitted to you. They were permitted to you because you were Makdish them Bizman Heter Abamot. So that's what I mean Asher Heim Zovchim. Before you were able to be Mazbeach, such Korbanot. Now you're not, but before you were. What type of Korban is that? That was something that you were Makdish the time of Heter Abamot. On that it says, about it, it says the next line in the Pasuk is, Al Pnei Asadeh. Al Pnei Asadeh, what does that teach us? lomar lacha zoveach b'shat Yisra b'mot. Someone who does shchita at the time of Yisra b'mot, male alav ha-katuv k'ilu kriv al-pnei ha-sadeh. If he did it outside on the field, as Rashi says, shalol l'shem shamayim. I mean, al-pnei ha-sadeh means not for Hashem. It means that it's done for like avodah zarah. Then the pasuk continues and says, because v'heviyum l'Hashem el petach ol moed. You must bring them to the ol moed. El ha-kohen zavchu zivchei shlamim l'Hashem otam. You must bring them to the ol moed. So that teaches us a mitzvat asei, zu mitzvat asei. Something that was nikdash, mukdash, bizman of heter abamot, and then you're doing shchita bizman isra abamot. There's a mitzvah asei on that animal to bring it up to the mishkan or the mikdash. Lota seminain. How do I know that there's also a lota asei as hara? Tamar lomar velo yizbichu od at zivchayim. That's the next pasuk. The next pasuk afterwards. It's two pasukim later. It's hey dad vav and then zayin. Zayin is lo yizbichu od zivchayim. That's the isra lav. That's the lav of not bringing it to the mikdash when you have it being mukdash bizman heter abanot and you're doing the shchita bizman isra abamot. So now I have an isra lav associated with it. Now we have a problem. Because lo yizbichu old, we already used for two other things. We used that for zlishochet be'mal markulus, and we also used it for an azhara for shochet bachutz. We can't use it for, now we have it for three things. We're trying to use the same exact pasuk. Rava solved our problem and gave us two options here, two lavin there, but now we're up to three lavin that we're trying to learn out of there. I will just finish up the drusha here, and then we'll go back and explain that. Yochol yehei anush karet. You would think the punishment for someone who has an animal that was mukdash b'heter abamot and shachut b'zman yisra b'mot, it would be a chiyuv karet to say it. Tom melomar, that pasuk, lo yizbichu od etzvichem l'sirim ha-shem zonim ha-chvehem, chukat olam tiyeh, zot lahem l'dorotam. Zot means, this is all you have. What does it mean? Zot lahem v'lo acher lahem. This lav is the only restriction here, nothing else. So there's only a chiyuv lav and asay associated with it. There is no chiyuv karet associated with it. So now you actually have the way that the parsha breaks down, and this is what I'll show you here. I sent out the sukim, the way that Perek Yud Zayin breaks down now. We actually have Perek Zayin, Aleph Bet Gimel and Dalet are speaking about a case where we get the source for Anush Karet for someone who's Shochet Bachutz. That's an Anush Karet for someone Shochet Bachutz, but for someone who was Makdish Bishat Isra Bamot and Makriv Bishat Isra Bamot. That's the first thing that we learn. Then Sukim, Hey Vav and Zayin. The Hey Vav and Zayin teach us about someone who is Zoveach or Higdish Bishat Heter Bamot, and then was Hikriv Bishat Isra Bamot. So on that, we have an Isra Asay, an Isra Asay of Behaviyum Bashem. We also have a lota say v'lo yizbichu odet zivcheyem. So that's the both the assay and the lota say associated with a korban that was mukdash b'shat heter abamot and now is being nishchat b'shat iser abamot. That's where we learn this out. So we learn that out from here. The azhara for shochet bachutz when the hekdesh b'shat heter abamot and it was mukra b'shat iser abamot. On top of that, it also pasuk zayin, which is v'lo yizbichu odet zivcheyem, besides being a lav for that, is also in the lav or in azhara. It's really here, it's a warning, because there you'll be a chiyuv karet associated with it. It's the that's what we learned that. How do we learn two things out of this pasuk? That's what Rabbah told us. Rabbah told us before that you can read it v'lo yizbichu v'lo od. So it's actually interesting here, the Gemara brought Rabbah down earlier. In the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when the Gemara quotes this, it quotes the two things that we learn out of this are one, the isir of being makriv to markulus, doing the korban to markulus, and number two, for the isir of shochet, the male b'chutz, for someone who tishib is man heter banot, and then did the akrova b'shat isir b'mot. Gemara says, how can you learn two things out? Then they bring Rabba's din down. We brought Rabba earlier, but that's where they use Rabba for it. So it says, v'lo yizbichu and v'lo od. There are two isiri lav here. Then the parsha continues, chet tet in Parshat Yud Zayin are speaking about ha'ala b'chutz. Being makriv, ha'ala b'chutz. Ha'ala b'chutz gets an anush karet. That we learn out from the last two psukim of chet tet. And that's hikdisham b'shad yisr b'mot. Hikrivam b'shad yisr b'mot. That's an anush karet for someone's male b'chutz. The azhara for that is found in Dvarim Yud Bet, which is what we saw before. Zisham l'chab pentale lotecha b'chol makom asher dreh. The problem now we have is that we're missing the azhara b'shchita. We're still missing an azhara b'shchita b'chutz. When the shchita b'chutz was done, it was mukdash, the animal was mukdash, or was the person was makdish, the animal, b'shat isra b'mot, and makariv b'shat isra b'mot. You did shchita b'chutz in that case. Where do we have the azhara from? We don't have a source for the azhara. So that's what the Gemara is continuing with now. El Omar Abayi Kal V'chomer. It's a Kal Vachomer. Mam makom shlo anash. In a case where they didn't punish, he's here, it's still given as hara. What's that? That's a case of shchita b'chutz, when it was mukdash b'shat heter abamot, and then it was mukra b'shat iser abamot. There we had an assay and a lav associated with it. So it has an azhara with it, but has no onish. It doesn't get karet. We just excluded it from karet. So all it has is the azhara. That azhara will end up with a lav and malkot, but that's all it has. So here where there's no onish, the Torah gave it an azhara. Makom she anash. The case of shechitat chutz, we're talking about iser, that was mukdash, bishad iser banot, and hu mukra bishad iser abamot. There, we have shechitat b'chutz, we have an onish of karet. Then achad kama inu din, she is here. Of course it should give azhara. We have an onish, of course it should give an azhara. Here, where there was no onish, it had an azhara for shkita b'chut. Then here, when we do have an onish of karet, then certainly there should be an azhara associated with it. So amar le Ravina the Ravashi, imkein. If that's the case, Abaye's logic, lo yomar la b'chelev. Why do we need an azhara by chelev? Because, atayte ka b'chomer minivela. We'll learn it out of nevela. Ma nevela shlo anash. Just like the nevela has no onish, but nevertheless has an azhara associated with it, there's a lav associated with it. Chelev, eating the fats, she'anash, that there's a chiyuv karet associated with it, enudin, she is here. Certainly you should have an azhara associated with it. So why does the Torah spell out for us the azhara by chelev when you could have learned it out of a kal v'chomer from nevela? To amalei, mi nevela lo atyo. You can't learn it out of nevela. Deiki the mifrach. Because there you have a pircha to learn out from the vela. Chela from the vela can be learned. Mala nevela shekein mitamei. The vela has a unique characteristic, a unique chumra to it, that it's mitamei. It gives off tuma. It gives tuma, it generates tuma and gives it to others. That's not true of the chelev. Chelev is also to eat, but not necessarily tamei or mitamei. Gemara says, okay, now let's not learn it out from the vela. We'll learn it out from shratzim tmeim. Shratzim tmeim. Gemara says, no, you can't learn it out of shratzim tmeim. Mal shratzim tmeim shemitameim bimashu. They have a unique chumra that they give off tuma bimashu. Even with the smallest amount, as we say that the amount of a sheretz that's mitameh is ki'adasha, like a lentil seed, but chelev requires a kzayit. So here you have a chumra that's associated with shretzim tmeim. So if we can't do it from the vela that is mitameh tuma chamura, then you want to do it from shretzim. Well, shretzim are mitameim even with mashahu.
So what was the implied kal v'chomer from shretzim tmeim?
That just like shretzim tmeim have a lav without having as hara, without any onish associated with them, then certainly by chelev, where we have an onish, there should be an azhara associated with it. It's the same one that we used by the nevela. So Gemara says, shretzim torim. We're going to learn it out of shretzim torim. So ma le shretzim torim, she isuran b'mashu. Wait a minute, shretzim torim, even though they are not mavir tuma, they are still restricted from being consumed. And they're restricted from being consumed. What's the size that they're restricted? It's b'mashu. If they're not one of the shmona shvatzim that gives off tuma, then they are shvatzim teorim. They're still restricted from being consumed, but they don't convey tuma. So we'll use one of them. There's a restriction against consuming them. Therefore, just like there is an azhara without an onesh, so by chelev, where there's an onish, certainly we'll have an azara. Where it says there's a chumra by shratzim torim, because there's a restriction against consuming them be mashu. Whereas chelev has a minimum of a kezayit. So that'll be a chumra we can't learn from them. How do we know that shratzim torim are isuran b'mashu? Where do we know that from? Rashi claims, because it says by the pasuk of the shratzim, it says, patach akatuv b'achila, b'si'im b'tuma. When it says, lo tishaksu et nafshudechem b'behema v'of, talks about not eating them, and then it ends about them being tamei. Lo melecha, kishi'ur tumatam shol shratzim tmeim, shur achilatam shol kol shratzim. Whatever the shir is for shratzim tmeim, the shir we know is ke'adasha. It's like a kol shul, just the size of a lentil seed. So their achilah, that's the hekesh between the achilah and tumah, teaches us that their achilatan is also bimashu. And that's how we know that shratzim torim, their iser is bimashu. Tosva says about Rashi over here, he says, I don't understand. Agav churchve lo ayinba. Rashi was so sharp, he didn't look at the Gemara. The Gemara is quoting to teach you that it's Yisram b'mashu, behejim misikatam. The Gemara there concludes, dafka b'shvatzim tmeim v'lo b'torim. The Gemara says specifically that limud of the tum'at achila only applies to shvatzim tmeim, not to shvatzim teorim. So how do you know that shvatzim teorim are only, or their isser is bimashu? So that's Tosfos over here claims v'tzarch lomar the koshu the hocha. The koshu yirahocha doesn't mean in any place. It's a koshu like the adasha that we have by the shvatzim tmeim, but rather bibiria kamayri. It's talking about a whole living organism. The koshu mechayev mishum biria. And we know that there's a isur against consuming a biria, even though it doesn't reach the full kazayit that you need for other isurim. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that shvatzim Tehorim, the Isser is Bikzayit. Ah, what is the kosher that we're talking about here? We're talking about a Bria, a Birya. A full Birya over there can be even smaller than a Kazayit and a Bichayav. That's the Chumrah that is by Shvatzim Tehorim, and therefore you can't learn from them to Chelev, where the minimum is a Kazayit. So when it says, Me'ola B'Kilai Kerem, let's learn out it from Orla and Kilai Kerem. Just like by Orla and Kilai Kerem, there's a Lav from consuming them, and there is no onesh by chelev, where there is an onesh, there should be a lav. Mala orla v'kilar kim shkini surian behanah. They have something in addition. Chelev is only osur ba'achila. It's not osur ba'anah. Over here, you have orla and kilar kim, but also a surim ba'anah. So you can't learn the lav. You can't learn the azhara from them from a kavachumah. So Gemara says mishvit. So let's learn out of shvit. So we'll learn out of the Isser of Shvit, which has, an Azhara without any Onish. The Chelev that has an Onish certainly should have an Azhara. Mal Shvit, Shekin Tofeset Dameha. Shvit has a Chumra associated with it, that when you redeem the, or you trade the Perot Shvit, their Kedusha holds with the original Perot, and also takes hold of the item that you purchased with it. So it's, the Shvit has that Chumra that doesn't move the Kedusha from one item to other, but rather it's to face the original Perot Shvit, plus the last item that is purchased along the chain of purchases. That's Chumra, the Shvit. You can't learn out to Chelev from it. So mi Truma, let's learn out from Truma to Chelev. Where it says, Shekein lo hutar michlala. Can't have that. Truma is never muteret to a zar. On the other hand, Chelev is muteret in certain situations, which is an achaya. Achaya's chelev is muteret. So chelev has within it a kula, because in certain instances chelev is mutar. That's a chelev of achaya. As opposed to truma, which is always problematic. Mikulo nami. From the rest of them also, shkein alotam mechlalan. Well, once you do that pircha, you can't learn out of anything else, because lohutam mechlalan. Chelev has a kula that none of them have, which is chelev has certain instances when it's mutar, like the chelev of achaya. Therefore, you can't learn chelev from a kal v'chomer from any of these other items. So Ravina's challenge to that kal v'chomer that Abaye suggested over here is rejected, because he says your kal v'chomer doesn't work. Abaye's kal v'chomer works, but yours doesn't work. So you can't extrapolate from Abaye to come up with a question on Abaye. It doesn't work. So Amar Rava, Ikashali, Halkashali. If I had a question on Abaye's limud of a kal v'chomer, this is my question. Haditnan, we have a Mishnah that says, Pesach u'mila mitzvata say. Pesach and Milah, when it comes to the 36 Kritot, they are all Lavin, they're all Lo Taseh, except for two of them, which is Pesach and Milah, which are a Mitzvot Aseh. There is no Lav associated with them. They are a Kum Aseh, they're a demand to do something, and the failure to do it is what brings about the Karet. As opposed to all the other Kritot, which are negative commandments, means that if you do something, you're in violation of the negative commandment, and you're obligated to do B'sheva Al Taseh. Don't do this, so you won't violate the negative commandment. So the Mishnah says, Pesach Mila Mitzvah Taseh, Teite B'Kal V'Chomer Mimotir. Bring it as a Kal V'Chomer from Notar. Mamotir Shalom Anash, he's here. The case of leaving over, there is no Onish, but there is an Azhara. Then, when it comes to Pesach Mila Anash, Pesach Mila, we know the Onish is Karet. Din she is here, then certainly there should be a lotase associated with it. So Amar Ravashi, Amri to the Shmaita Kameda Rav Kahana. Ravashi says, I said over what Rava said in front of Rav Kahana. Varmali, mi motir lo atya. You can't learn out of a motir from a notar as a kavachomer. Deyek ala mifrach, you have a pircha. Mala motir shekein lo takana. Motir has no way to be fixed. Once something is notar, it's permanently notar. You can't reverse that. That can never be changed. On the other hand, when it comes to Pesach and Milah, there is a takana. You can fix that. The Pesach, if you miss Pesach Rishon, you have Pesach Sheni. Milah, you don't do it today, you can do it tomorrow. You can always do the Brit Milah. So both of them have a tikkun, they have a kula that's associated with them. Well, if they have a kula, then you can't learn a kal v'chomer anymore. Because they're supposed to be the tzad chumra over here. So Gemara says, alright, Let's leave this all behind, and let's ask Tzvi's question. Here, the Gemara was trying to say, okay, let's extrapolate Abaye's logic about Kal v'chomer, and we'll apply it to other places, and we'll have a question. We rejected all of those questions. But we're going to ask a more fundamental question, which is the question that you asked. V'chi mazhirin min adin. Since when can you mazhir min adin min a Kal v'chomer? Since when can you bring an Easter of Lav through a logical argument of a Kal v'chomer? Afilu l'man d'omar, even according to one who says, onshin min adin, that you can bring an onish through a Kal v'chomer, it's a machloket. Tanaim, whether you can be mazhirin min adin or not. Nevertheless, even the one who says you can onish min adin, ain mazhirin min adin. You can't have an azhara through a kal v'chomer. And that's exactly what Abaye is doing over here. He's generating an azhara for shochet b'chutz in a case of being makdishet b'shat isra b'mot and being makrivet b'shat isra b'mot. He's trying to generate an azhara from maleh b'chutz. That's where he's trying to generate it. So if he's trying to generate it from maleh b'chutz, that's through a kal v'chomer, and ain mazhirin min adin. So what's the answer in the end? The answer in the end is elokid Rabbi Yochanan. And just like Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Atya Hava Hava. We're going to have a Gzeirah Shavah Hava, and that goes back to what we said before. By the onish of Shechita, it says, Ve'el Petach Omoed Lo Hevi'o. That's in Vayirka Yud Zayin Pasuk Dalet. When we talked about Maleh Bachutz, that's in Vayirka Yud Zayin Pasuk Tet, it says, Ve'el Petach Omoed Lo Hevi'enu. So the Lo Hevi'enu and Lo Hevi'o, Hevi'o and Hevi'enu, we'll make that Hava Hava, that's a Gzeirah Shavah between Maleh Bachutz and Shechita Bachutz. Now once I have a Gzeirah Shavah, now I don't have to deal, I'm not calling Azhara Min Adin, my Azhara is coming through a Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah and Kal v'chomer are different vehicles for Limud. Malahalan, just like by the case of Maleh Bachutz, Lo Anash Elim Kenizir, there's both an Onesh and an Azhara that we found in Devarim Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yishamar Pen Taleh Olotecha B'chom Akom Asher Tireh. So we learned out our lav from there, and azhara from there from Maleh Bachutz. We have an onish from Maleh Bachutz. So just like over there, we have a lav and an onish. So to here, Afkan will take over through the Gzeirah Shavah, we'll bring that to Shechita Bachutz and say, Afkan lo anash, elim ken hizir. If there's an onish for Shechita Bachutz, there certainly must be an azhara through the Gzeirah Shavah. The azhara will come from Maleh Bachutz. Now, if you remember above, when they use on the first part of the Yamud here, Hisham Lecha Pentelo Techa, they use the azhara of Maleh Bachutz for Shechita Bachutz. How do they know to do that? That's from the Gzeirah Shavah here. That's why the Gemara was foreseeing the conclusion and used it up front over there. So now that's the Gzeirah Shavah we have. Now this Gzeirah Shavah, as Rashi points out over here, the last two lines in Rashi say that this Gzeirah Shavah must be Mufni. Ho Mufnihi, since it's an open Gzeirah Shavah, these words are extraneous. Lekach harehi kimifurashba. It's as if it was written explicitly in this Shechuta B'chutz. It's as if explicitly there's an Azara written there. Milkei ein ze min adin. And this is not from a dimi kal v'chomer she'en adam me'atzmo. Person cannot be done a kal v'chomer me'atzmo. Kal v'chomer is a logical argument that anybody can make. There we say ein azara min adin. You can't, through a logical argument, extrapolate an azara or create an azara or new azara. But you can do it through a gzeirah shavah. Gzeirah shavah, but this is a specific type of gzeirah shavah. And this seems to be Rashi. We've seen this a couple times. It's v'chim. Rashi believes that the gzeirah has to be mufni. It has to be open. The words have to be extraneous. Because we do have a principle in other places in Shas that when it comes to Gzeirah Shavah that's not Mufni, then Meshivin Aleha. Then you're allowed to ask logical questions against it. Gzeirah Shavah that just comes from seeing two words that are similar, but not that they are extraneous words over there, just like we can be Porech, we can have a Pircha and logical arguments against the Kal v'chomer, so too, Gzeirah Shavah in that instance you could argue against it. But when it's Mufni, when the Sukkim are extraneous, when the words are extraneous for the Gzeirah Shavah, there it supersedes logic. When it supersedes logic, you can't ask questions anymore. And that's what we're doing over here. We're talking about a Gzeirah Shavah Mufneh, that's what Rashi talks over here, and therefore you can't, we're not talking about a logical argument or something that can be broken by a logical argument, something that supersedes logic. Once it supersedes logic, it's not under the category or under the restriction of Ein Mazhirin Min Adin. Because now it's a full-fledged limud, that is no problem to create an Azara. It's as if it was written explicitly over here. And that's what we did, if you remember earlier in the Masechta, when we said Asil Par, that when you do the Par, we said over there, the extraneous Lashon of Par, even though we're talking about Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, and there we said one of the Limudim from the Pasuk is Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. The Gemara wants to know, why did you do that? It says, I'm doing that because now the Hekesh will be as if it's explicitly written here. Since it's extraneous words, and I'm using it for Hekesh, that means it's if it's literally written in the Parsha of Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. So you have the same concept over here. Now, Rav Amar, Kid Rabbi Yonah. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, but we have an another gzeir shava of Rabbi Yonah, Dama Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, At Yasham Sham. He uses the Sham Sham that's actually found in Dvarim Yud Bet. It's found in the subsequent Pasuk after the Zara. It's in Pasuk Yud Dalid. Ki im b'makom eshe b'char Hashem b'chad shvatecha. When you go, don't bring it wherever you feel like. That's the Azhara from Aleh B'chut. Don't do that. Ki makom eshe b'char Hashem b'chad shvatecha. Sham taleh. That's where you will be malet. Sham taleh olatecha. V'sham taseh. And there you do it. But what's the asiyah? The asiyah of adult b'shayit zahala. That's the shechita. Sham taleh, sham taseh. There's a gzeirah shavah between sham sham, the sham of aliyah, the sham of he'elah, and the sham of asiyah. Kol hashar anochi mitzavecha. So that's what he said here. Damar Rabbi Yonah, atzeh sham sham ala halan lo anash elim kin, he's here. Just like by the sham taleh olotecha, we have a lav, we have an azara, and we have an onish of karet. So to over here, afkan, by the sham of taseh, we have an azara through this gezeir shava, and we have an onesh that's written explicitly in the psukim that we had above. All right, well, we'll stop over here. We're going to continue tomorrow. I recommend that you print out the drushes that I have here, the psukim, because we're going to get into more detail with the psukim tomorrow. We're going to have machlokas Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, about how to darshan pieces of the psukim along the way. So it'll be helpful to have the sheet that I sent out, and we'll stop over here.